Welcome to the Northwood Time. We trust that the radio ministry from the Northwood Baptist Church in Yadkinville, North Carolina, with our pastor, Dr. Alan Barker, will be a real blessing. Stay tuned at the end of the broadcast today for contact information, a schedule of services, and directions to our church. May the Lord bless you as you listen today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carl. I don't know to say now, it is a real joy to be coming behind the radio mic again today, bringing the Northwood broadcast. I do appreciate you, our radio listener, tuning in. And what a joy it is to be able to come and to begin a brand new week of broadcasting this week. This being the Monday edition of our broadcast, I do welcome you today. Hope you'll call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them we're on. Do invite others to tune in with you every day, Monday through Friday, same station, same time, every day, and I would really appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in. Well, I hope you had a great day yesterday at church. I just sat here reminiscing, thinking about yesterday at our church. Man, we had a wonderful, wonderful day. I praise God for all the Lord's been doing, those that's been getting saved, and everything God's been doing. I say to God be the glory, great things He's been doing around Northwood, and I trust you had a great day yesterday. Right now, it's time to go to the Lord in prayer on the broadcast. And if it's so you can, I want you to bow your heads with us today. And let's ask God's blessings together on the broadcast today and this week. Our Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity again to come behind the radio mic and to preach the Word of God. And we realize today without you, we're nothing. I realize today if you don't touch us and help us, our being here would all be in vain today. So, Lord, I pray you'll take the Word of God. I pray you'll take the singing, the music that we're going to have this week. And may you bless it. May you honor it, God. And, Lord, I pray most of all, bless the preaching of the Word of God. Those that may be hearing us today that's lost without Christ, I pray you'll speak to their heart. I pray they'll be brought under conviction, they'll see their need of Christ, and they'll be saved before it's eternally too late. Help us today, Lord. I pray you will, and may the will of God be done on the broadcast today. Then, Lord, I want to pray today for that dear friend, that Lord that's shut in there, that's not able to get out and go to church, maybe wasn't able to go to church yesterday, God. I pray you'll encourage them in the good things of God. Lord, I pray today for that one in the nursing home today, Lord, that you'll touch them and encourage them and meet all the needs. Be our discouraged preacher friends today. Give them a great day. Meet all their needs now. And bless the broadcast today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let me make just a couple announcements here now. And we are going to our Bible message here in just a few minutes. First of all, I want to remind you now of our next scheduled service here at our church. And again, I want to take this a minute and tell you how much I appreciate God meeting with us yesterday. Man alive, God is so good. We had a wonderful day at church yesterday, and I appreciate the blessings of God. And we're excited about our next scheduled service, which will be this coming Wednesday night. Of course, our young people's meeting, our midweek service is always on Wednesday night. And our young people's meeting always on Wednesday night. It begins at 7 o'clock out in our gym area. And then, of course, our main service, 7:30 here in the auditorium of our church. It stays the same year round. We never change that time. It always stays the same, 7:30. And everybody comes in the auditorium on Wednesday night at 7:30 for the 7:30 service. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again on the broadcast today. We put as much emphasis on a Wednesday night service as we do a Sunday. Our choir sings. We have specials. We have a season of prayer around the altar, prayer requests. We talk about our missionaries some, have prayer for them, and then a message right out of the Word of God. And I hope you'll come be with us this Wednesday night. I'm excited about church. I'm excited about what I believe God's going to do in the service, and I'm excited about being here. I'm gone some on Wednesday, but thank God I'm going to be here this Wednesday night. Amen? And I'm looking forward to it. So hope you'll come be a part of our service this coming Wednesday night. And I know you'll enjoy that. Then also I want to encourage you to look us up on the World Wide Web at www.northwoodbaptist.us. You'll find a lot of information on there about our church. You'll find different messages on there that we preach from time to time. And just some good stuff. So I hope you'll look us up on the web. Want to know more about our church. And again, maybe you've newly moved in the area and you're looking for a good, fundamental Bible preaching church. Hope you'll come be with us this Wednesday night. We'd be delighted to have you come be a part of our service. Well, here's what I'm going to do today. I preached a long message. I preached a long time. This message I'm getting ready to preach, I'm preaching out Proverbs chapter number 27. What an awesome morning. What an awesome morning. Hey, we're here today but we may be gone tomorrow. Did you know that? Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. Let me tell you something, friend. Just one phone call can change your whole day. One phone call can change your whole life. We're here today, but we may be gone tomorrow. And you'll see what I'm talking about in the message. Proverbs 27, verse number 1, the very same way I preached it just a few weeks ago here at our church on a Sunday morning. You give a listen. Proverbs chapter number 27. And I want to share a thought with you out of this chapter this morning, Proverbs chapter 27. And basically, I'm going to look at one verse, but I want to say this while you're turning. I love studying the book of Proverbs. I enjoyed reading it, studying some in it this week. And a lot of wisdom found in the book of Proverbs. And of course, we know the Holy Ghost is the author of the book of Proverbs. But we also know that Solomon is the writer of the book. He's the penman of the book of Proverbs. And instead in this book, you'll find there's a lot of wisdom can be found in the book of Proverbs. I was looking at several of these verses just on these very pages here where I'm going to take my text from. It says in chapter 25, verse 17, I'm not going to preach on it, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor, from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. Can I tell you what that means? That means leave so I can go to bed. That's what that means. And you ever met anybody like that? Some of y'all didn't get that. Read it when you get home and figure it out. But anyhow, that's I read that this morning. I thought, buddy, that's good. Look at verse 19. Confidence in unfaithful men in the time of trouble. It's like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. That's wisdom. And I preached on that not long ago, that very verse right there. Tremendous. Where there is no wood in chapter 26, look what it says. Where there is no wood. The Bible said that the fire goeth out. So there is no talebearer, the strife shall cease. That's a good saying. You just go out on and on and on. Open rebuke, chapter 27, verse 5. Open rebuke is better than the secret love. That's a good verse. A lot of good verses here. Faithful the wounds of a friend in verse 6 there. But the kisses of the enemy are deceitful. And good stuff that Solomon makes mention of here in the book of Proverbs. But there's one verse that I'll assure you that he was acquainted with this morning that I want to share with you this morning. Notice in Proverbs 27, verse 1. The Bible says in verse number 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I want to talk to you this morning on the boasting fool. The boasting fool. He says in the verse here this morning, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Last Sunday morning I preached out Luke chapter number 12, if you were here. And I preached on it, but God said, thou fool. Thou fool. You remember the message last Sunday morning? God said, thou fool. This morning I want to preach on the boasting fool. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Because thou knowest not what a day may bring. And the book of Proverbs, instead in this book this morning, you'll find that he uses the word fool quite often. He uses the word fool, not only F-O-O-L, but he puts an S on it quite often, fools. And then he also uses the word foolish quite often all through the 31 chapters of the book of Proverbs this morning. And Solomon knew about wisdom. Solomon knew about what the things that was right and wisdom. And quite often he would write about fools and foolishness things. And so it is in this chapter this morning. A man is a fool that puts it off. A man is a fool that says no to God. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. I read this somewhere this week. He that provideth for this life and takes no care for eternity is wise but a moment, but a fool forever. I want to read that again. I read this week. He that provides for this life and takes no care, he that provides for this life but takes no care for eternity is wise but a moment, but a fool for eternity. And that is so true this morning. And that goes right along with what I preached on last Sunday morning. Last Sunday morning, that man provided for himself. And you remember the six eyes that was mentioned in those verses last Sunday that I preached on. I will tear down my barn. I will provide. I will do this. And so this proverb here goes right on with that. He that provides for this life, but takes no thought for eternity, is wise but a moment, but a fool for eternity. Let me tell you something this morning. You're here today, but you might not be here next Sunday. I know you don't give that any thought.
But I'm telling you this morning, you're here right now, but it's a very good possibility you might not be here next Sunday. I was reminded of that this week, and this is all I'm going to say about it. And I will get you a thank you card. I can't believe the food, the cards, the calls, the flowers, all that's come into my wife and my family this week concerning my family. And I will thank you in the right way probably next week about that. But here's what I started to say. I was reminded this week, last Thursday, I sat in my mother's house and sat there and talked to her like I do every week. Everything just fine. Everything all right. Everything just fine. And I started leaving. I said, Mom, I got to go. And her favorite saying was, you ain't been here 10 minutes yet. And the truth of the matter is, that was true sometimes. And I said, I got to go. And I said, I'll see you in a day or so. And I walked over and hugged her neck. Put my arm around her, as I always do. And hugged her neck, walked out the door. And little did I remember, little did I thought, that would be the last time I'd ever see her sitting in her recliner. And I'll say to you this morning, little do you think about that this morning. You're here today, but you may be gone tomorrow. You're here today, but you may be gone tomorrow. You say, when I preach, I have a long life. And by the way, my mother went to the doctor last week. Wasn't a thing wrong. So the doctor said, done blood work, done all the stuff they normally do, everything fine. But on Saturday night, she had a stroke. Monday morning, 25 minutes after 4, I seen her in her bed. She breathed her last breath and went to heaven. And Friday, everything fine. Saturday, everything fine. Normal, family together, everything fine. Monday morning, we're planning a funeral. And that brought my mind to these verses here this week. You just don't know what a day may hold. You know that? Hey, listen to me this morning. Again, I'll say this to you today. You're here today, but I will promise you, you may not be here next Sunday. Your family's here today. And by the way, you get old enough, you'll bury your family. And you're here today, but you might not be here next Sunday. And the purpose of the message is this morning. Number one, it's help the saved to be ready to meet God. And number two, it's to warn the lost people how they need to get saved. You just don't know, friend. I'm telling you this morning, you just don't know. And we're here today, but it's a good possibility we could be gone tomorrow. You realize this morning. Think about what I'm getting ready to say. Just in a few short years, there'll not be a one of us in this building. If Jesus don't come, somebody else will take our place. There'll be somebody else sitting where you're seated right now. Just in a few short years. And the house you live in will be put in the ground. And your soul and spirit will either be with the Lord or be in hell one. That's just a few short years away. You say, well, wait a minute, preacher. My soul, I'm telling you this morning. Hey, boast not thyself for tomorrow. You just don't know what tomorrow may bring. Oh, my soul, listen to me. You know what I found out? And I found you've heard me say this before. They have coffins at the funeral home for all ages. You don't have to be old to die. You've heard me say this before. The very coffin you're going to be buried in may be a funeral home right now.
In closing, thank you for listening to the Northwood Time, one of the many ministries of the Northwood Baptist Church, the church designed with the whole family in mind. We can be contacted by logging on to northwoodbaptist.us or by writing P.O. Box 1637, Yadkinville, North Carolina 27055, or by calling 336-677-3781. That's 336-677-3781. You'll find our church and Bible college on the north side of Yadkinville off of Lee Avenue. Our services are as follows. Sunday morning Sunday school, 10 o'clock, followed by our preaching service at 10:50. Sunday evening service is at 6 o'clock. Our Wednesday evening service is at 7:30. Come and be with us, where everybody is somebody, and we're still old-fashioned. God bless you. Until next broadcast time.